Joshua, starting in chapter 3, and I'll read the verses, and please follow along. The Chinese will be on the screen as well. Starting in Joshua chapter 3, verse 17, "Now the priest bearing the Ark of the Covenant of the Lord stood firmly on dry ground in the midst of the Jordan, and all Israel was passing over on dry ground until all the nation finished passing over the Jordan. Now when all the nation had finished passing over the Jordan, the Lord said to Joshua, 'Take 12 men from the people, from each tribe, a man,' and commanded them, saying, 'Take 12 stones from here, out of the midst of the Jordan, from the very place where the priest's feet stood firmly, and bring them over with you, and lay them down in the place where you lodge tonight.' And when the priests bearing the Ark of the Covenant of the Lord came up from the midst of the Jordan, and the soles of the priests' feet were lifted up on dry ground, the waters of the Jordan returned to their place and overflowed all its banks as before. The people came up out of the Jordan on the 10th day of the first month, and they encamped at Gilgal on the east border of Jericho. And those 12 stones, which they took out of the Jordan, Joshua set up at Gilgal. And he said to the people of Israel, 'When your children ask their fathers in times to come, what do these stones mean? Then you shall let your children know Israel passed over this Jordan on dry ground. For the Lord your God dried up the waters of the Jordan for you until they passed over, as the Lord your God did to the Red Sea, which he dried up for us until we passed over, so that all the peoples of the earth may know that the hand of the Lord is mighty and that you may fear the Lord your God forever.'" This is the word of God. Today's sermon is entitled, "What Do These Stones Mean?" Pastor Tan.
Today, it's indeed a glorious day. 我们很感谢神，我们今天来到这里，我们来庆祝珊瑚泉华人浸信会25周年纪念。
Today, we're happy that we can come together to celebrate the 25th anniversary of the Chinese Baptist Church of Coral Springs.
我们庆祝什么呢？
What are we celebrating for?
我们庆祝神在我们当中行了奇事。We
are celebrating that God has done great things among us.
我们在这里，我们来向神感恩。我们来在这里，我们彼此的来诉说神在我们当中所赐给我们的恩典。We
come together, we give thanks to our Lord, and we also count all the blessings that God has given us.
今天要借助这段的经文，耶稣雅记第。 要用第三章和第四章跟大家一起来勉励。
So today we're going to use the Bible verses from Joshua chapter 3 and 4 so we can encourage one another.
我们在座的有多少朋友弟兄姐妹们你们去过 华盛顿 DC?
How many of you have been to Washington DC?
有没有? 哇, yeah. 不少哈。
A lot of you.
我还没有去过。
Pastor Tan has not been to.
不过常常看到一些的照片。But
you've seen the pictures all the time.
你们去到DC的时候，你们做什么事情呢？
What do you do when you go to Washington, D.C.?
在那里除了来去参观美国的国会或者是白宫以外，
When you're in Washington, D.C., other than visiting the Capitol or the White House,
我想如果你去过华盛顿DC的时候，你们会参加许许多多的纪念碑、纪念馆。
I'm sure you will also visit a lot of memorial or monument.
这些都是在美国历史里面很壮观、很宏大的一些的这个纪念碑。
Those are the great buildings or structures that in memory of a lot of historical events.
中间的那个高高的，好像一只真的那个一个建筑物。
What's the middle one?
是什么？ Washington Memorial, huh?
It's Washington Memorial.
那个是大概有555尺高的一个纪念碑。
It's about 550 feet tall.
也纪念这个我们建国的一些的历史。
It's in memory of the founding. of the country.
所以如果要去纪念碑，就去 Washington D.C. 有许许多多的纪念碑。
So if you want to see memorials or monuments, go to Washington D.C.
为什么我们人会设立在我们当中有许许多多的这个纪念馆或者是纪念碑呢
？Why do we build those buildings or structures like memorial or monument?
我想目的就是为了来提醒我们
，so that it will remind us。
让我们学习我们过去，然后呢，让我们能够借助过去的功课，使得我们能够展望将来。
And we can learn a lesson from the past, and then we can see the future.
那今天这段经文里面有讲到有一个十二粒石头所设立的一个所谓的一个纪念碑。
From the Bible verses we just heard, we're talking about a little memorial that was put together with 12 stones.
所以在耶稣亚记第三章跟第四章里面提到当时候是以色列建国时期。
In Joshua chapter 3 and 4, it talks about at that time there was the founding of the nation of Israel.
所以他们以色列人过了约旦河。
So the Israelis passed over the Jordan River.
所以在基甲那个地方叫一个城市叫基甲。
So they were at a city called Gilgal.
在那里，他们就用从石头里面取了十二块的石头，然后建立了一个像这样的一个纪念碑。
So they took 12 stones from the midst of the Jordan River and established this memorial.
每逢犹太人家庭经过那个地方，看见这一堆石头的时候
，whenever any of a Jewish family when they walk by when they see this.
小小孩就会问他们的父亲或者是他们的成人。
The little children will ask their parents.
爸爸妈妈，为什么那里有一堆石头呢
？Mom or Dad, what do the stones mean?
这些石头是什么意思呢
？What do the stones mean?
今天我要跟大家一起的来分享有关于三个原因，为什么他们会设立这个。石头的一个纪念碑。
So today I'll share you with three purposes why they set these stones there.
然后接下来也要让大家来去思考，我们从以色列人他们当中的他们的历史，怎么样的能够带到我们个人的这个信心生活。
Then we will think about how can we borrow the history of the Israeli and to apply to our life.
所以如果我们熟悉圣经旧约里面的故事
If we are familiar with the Bibles in the Old Testament
或者我们几十年前我们看过有一套影片叫这个 The Red Sea 这个 Moses 过红海摩西过红海的这个一部的影片 Exodus
yeah, or you remember an old movie called Exodus
yeah 所以那幅影片就讲到以色列人摩西是他们的领袖带领以色列人离开埃及就差不多走在这个地图上面的这个路线
So at that time that Moses led all the Israelis pass over the Red Sea
所以从南部一直走往北然后呢进到在那边死海的右边
So if you can follow the trail on this mapThey starting from the south and go over to the east side and go to the east side of the Dead Sea.
所以这一片地呢，在约旦河死海的东边跟西边。
So the land here they walk through are on the right and left side of the Dead Sea.
那一片在圣经里面称为迦南地。
Oh, on the west side.The land is called the Canaan.
然后那片地呢，是神应许给亚伯拉罕还有他的子孙。
Canaan is the promised land that God has promised Abraham and his descendants.
所以今天如果我们看世界地图，这片就是现在以色列的国，还有约旦，还有部分叙利亚的部分的一个领土。
So in today's world, this land is occupied by Israel and Jordan.And Syria.
摩西这位伟大的领袖率领大概有240万的以色列人离开埃及，经过红海， 进入神所应许给他们那一片的土地。
The great leader Moses led about 2.4 million people from Egypt, and they walk all the way, and they want to go into the promised land.
所以他们是从东边，然后呢进到这片迦南美地。
They walk to the east side of the river, and they want to go into the land of the promised land.
时候到了，神把摩西接回天家。
When the time came, God took Moses.
有一位新的领袖名叫耶稣亚。
And then God set a new leader called Joshua.
继续来率领以色列人来去征服神所赐给他们的那一片土地。
Joshua inherited the what God has given Moses, so he led all the Israeli and entered the promised land.
所以希望大家有个概念，今天我们所要讲的耶稣亚记第三章跟第四章，就是耶稣亚当时候在一个城市叫实亭的那个城市，他们有240万的以色列人在那里踏营。
So the story that we just read today,is at that time the Joshua led 2.4 million people and they lodged at the city called Shittim.
其实在那个时候他们要什么，他们要从东边进入到西边。
So at that time they want to come from the east side of the Jordan River to the west side.
东边到西边虽然距离不是那么远。
It doesn't look that far.
可是却是有一些的困难。
But there are some troubles,
因为中间有一条河
difficulties, because there is a river,
就叫耶旦河
called the river, Jordan River.
耶旦河当时候那个水位是非常高，因为是雨季。
At that time it's a flooding season, so the water level is really high.
还有240万的人怎么样的把他们从东边带到西边呢？
And also how could you transport 2.4 million people from the east side of the river to the west side of the river?
耶稣亚不可能完成这个那么大的任务。
There's no way Joshua can do that all by himself.
但是在他们当中有一位他所信靠的那一位伟大的神。
But among them is the great God that they believe in.
在圣经第四章第一到第三节里面告诉我们
Joshua chapter 4 verses 1
他说国民竟都过了约旦河
It says when all the nations have finished passing over the Jordan
他们过去了
They pass over
240万的人口在大概有240万的人口再加上这个有那么急流的这个河水
Over 2 million people, they all pass over.
他们竟然能够过了那个河，进入到这个约旦河的这个西边。
They were able to pass over the river and went to the west bank.
耶和华就对耶稣亚说
The Lord told Joshua.
耶和华就是在旧约里面用这个名字来称这个我们这位创造主这位神。
It's the Lord Jehovah God.
他说你从民众要拣选12个人
He said that take 12 people from the people
那这12个人呢要从这个约旦河中
And those 12 people they will take stones from the river
那要取12块石头
They will take 12 stones
然后呢他们要带去到他们晚上要在那边安宿的地方。
So they will take 12 stones from the midst of the river and carry them and into the place they're going to lodge that evening.
那圣经说有他们拣选几个人呢？
So the Bible says, how many people did they pick?
12个，对不对？
12.
12个人要取几片几个石头呢？
How many stones do they have to take?
每一个人一个石头，所以总共有12块石头。
One each person, so they were total of 12 stones.
所以他们要把这个石头放在约旦河的
They will take the stone and bring it to which side of the river?
West side, 对西边哈。那为什么不选七个人七块石头呢？
Why 12? Why not 7? Or
为什么不选十个人十块石头呢？
Why not 10 stones from 10 people?
哈， 这个对我们今天我们读的时候十二个人哈好像没有什么特别。
Yeah, when we read 12, it may not mean a lot to us today.
可是当时候当他们听到这十二个石头的时候对他们有特别深的意义。
By that time when the people of Israel, when they heard about 12 people,When 12 stones, that meant a lot to them.
因为他们的祖先亚伯拉罕有个儿子叫以撒。
Because their ancestor Abraham has a son called Isaac.
然后呢，以撒生了两个儿子，其中一个叫雅各。
Isaac has two sons. One is called Jacob.
然后雅各有几个儿子？雅各有十二个儿子。
How many sons did Jacob have? 12.
哦，十二个儿子，所以呢，这十二个支派，十二个人，十二粒石头。
So they were 12 tribes. So now God asks Joshua to pick 12 people from 12 tribes.
当天成了一个大国。
At the time, it became a big nation.
当神呼召亚伯拉罕离开他的家乡
，When God called Abraham to leave his hometown,
他说我要。带你到一个地方去，我要把那一片地赐给你。
He said, "I'll take you to a place, and I'll give you that land."
我要使你成这个使你成为多国成为一个大国。
I'll make you a big nation.
当时候亚伯拉罕只有他跟他太太，还有他一些的这个仆人。
When Abraham left his hometown, only him, his wife, and few servants.
经过七百年
，but after 700 years,
从这两个人亚伯拉罕跟撒拉他的太太
，out of Abraham and his wife Sarah,
神所应许给他的成为大国
，there was a big nation because of God's promise.
开始实现了。
It's what God has promised him
to fulfill. 现在不是只有两个人，现在有十二个支派，大概有两百多万的人在那里。
What God promised him is starting to fulfill. Now it's not just two people. Now there are more than two million people.
神的话实现了。
God's words.
然后呢，他们已经征服了在约旦河东边的一些的城市一些的地。
At that time, they already have conquered some of the lands on the east side of the Jordan River.
神的话语慢慢也开始实现了。
So God's words, God's promise is fulfilled.
现在要过约旦河，进入到约旦河的西边，然后征服神所应许给他们的那一片迦南应许之地。
So now they have to go to the west side of the Jordan River to conquer the land and to take over the land that God has promised them.
要应允神的应许，他们必须从东边过到西边。
For them to for the God's promise to be fulfilled, they have to move from the east side of the river to the west side of the river.
如果当日耶稣亚不能把以色列人从东边带到西边，那神的话就落空了。
If that time Joshua was not able to bring the Israelites from the east side of the river to the west side of the river, then God's promise would not be able to fulfill.
如果以色列人仍然居住在约旦的东边，就是今天的约旦跟叙利亚。
If God's people stay on the east side of the river, it's the land that today's Syria and Jordan.
神就是撒谎。
Then God lied.
你有没有这个答应过一些人你要替他们办一些事情或者是做一些事情呢？
Have you ever promised somebody that you will do something for them?
那最后接着说，哇，真的是办不到，或者是真的是时间不许可。
But when you start to try, you feel like, I can't finish, I can't do it, or I don't have the time to do it.
你会觉得怎么样？
How do you feel?
So sorry, huh?
So sorry, 很
难过。你会觉得很难过哈。
Yeah, you feel so sad.
如果是一次、两次、三次，你每次说的都不能应验，或者是都不能成就。
If once after another that you promise somebody but you can never fulfill.
无论是你的配偶，或者是你的家人，你所亲爱的孩子。
No matter it's your spouse, your family member, or the kids you love.
或者是你的朋友。
Or your friend.
哎，你觉得？之间的关系会 变成怎么样？
How do you think about the relationship between you and them?
Oh, not good.
不会太好。
那别人会怎么样想你呢？
And so how do other people view you?
感谢神，我们所信奉的那一位神。
But thank God that the God we believe.
他所应许的每一件事情，每一句话。
Everything he promised, every single word he says.
他都能成就。
He can fulfill it.
他从来没有失败过。
He never failed.
这十二粒石头，这些石头是什么意思呢？
So what do the stones mean?
这石头就是神为他子民成就了一件事情。
Those stones indicate that God has done something for his people.
所以神的子民，神的百姓，神的儿女，我们可以信靠我们那一位神。
So all of us God's people, we can trust him.
所以当日你看那些犹太人家庭，有那个小孩，爸爸跟孩子说，神为我们这个民族，这个国家成就了一件事。
So think about that day, the little kids, when they ask their parents about what do those stones mean, their parents will tell the little kids, God has done the great things for our nation.
你看到吗？今天我们的葡萄园，今天你所住的这个房子。
If you look at the vineyard we have, the house we live in.
就是因为神为我们民族成就了一件事。
It's all because God has done these great things for our people.
Oh, 我们从东边，我们过到西边来。
We were able to pass from the east side to the west side.
所以，当我们今天在庆祝，三屋泉华人浸信会25周年的时候
，So today when we are celebrating the 25th anniversary of the Chinese Baptist Church of Coral Springs，
在1992年的期间，1992年期间
，We're going to trace back to the 1991-92。
神给刘广华牧师有这个感动。
God gave Pastor Guang Hua Lau this vision.
然后给马来米我们母会马来米华人浸信会的那边的执事弟兄姐妹有这个感动。
And he also moved the deacons and co-workers and brother sister in Miami Church.
哦，要向北继续的这个来传福音，要往北移。
At that time, the vision was we're going to spread gospel to the north part of South Florida.
哦，感谢主，在这里开始了设立的这个三屋泉华人浸信会。
Thank to be the Lord, we start our Coral Springs mission at that time.
刘牧师还有一些的执事，那有一些执事变成我们今天我们三屋泉华人的执事了哈。
So at that time, Pastor Guang Hua Lau and deacons and co-workers, and some of the co-workers at that time are now the deacons in the Chinese Baptist of Coral Springs.
当时候 Bunny 师母也是其中一位同工之一啊。
At that time, Bunny 师母 was one of the co-worker.
在这里他们听到了神的话。
They heard God's word.
他们相信神的应许。
They believe in God's promise.
他们就往北移。
So they moved to the north.
来到我们这里。
They come over here to start a mission.
所以今天我们在这里能够一起的来庆祝三屋泉华人浸信会25周年，是因为神在他的百姓当中，他的儿女当中成就了一件事。
So today we can celebrate 25th anniversary of CBCCS. It is only because God has done great things among His people.
神在当时怎么是一位神是永远守约的神。
Our God always keeps His promise.
在耶稣亚的时代
，in the time of Joshua，
他成就了他的应许。
He fulfilled his promise。
今天在我们当中
，in our time，
神也是一样
，God will do the same thing。
神没有改变
，God never change。
他成就他的应许
，He will fulfill his promise。
在圣经里面说
，in the Bible tells us，
若我们去使万民成为主的门徒
，so go to
make disciples
of all nations。
然后我们奉圣父、圣子、圣灵的名为他们施洗。
We'll baptize them in the name of the Father and Son and the Holy Spirit.
然后要教导他们主耶稣，凡是主耶稣所教导我们的。
And we teach them all the things that Jesus has taught us.
神就与我们同在。
God will be with us.
神就与我们同在，神在我们当中行了一件事。
God is with us. God has done the great things for us.
神在这里设立了他。 的教会。
God established his own church here.
所以我们的神是永远守约的。
So God keeps his promise forever.
所以记得我们的神是永远守约。
So remember, number one, God keeps his promise.
好，我们继续的来看。
So let's continue.
当时候耶稣呀，他怎么样把这200多万的人能够从约旦河东能够迁移到约旦河西呢？
So at that time, how did Joshua move all 2.4 million people from the east side of the river to the west side of the river?
接下来我们就来看看神怎么样在他们当中神的行了这一件事情。
So we'll see how did God do at that time.
是不是神吩咐耶稣呀，你做一艘大的船？
Did God ask Joshua, okay, you build a big boat?
或者是做一些小船?
Or build a lot of small boats?
没有哈。
God didn't do that.
神也没有叫他们建一座桥。
God didn't ask him to build a bridge.
那当时候当然没有飞机了。
Of course, at that time there was no airplanes.
那当时候水位又那么高，水流又那么急。
At that time the water level was high and it was...
根本不可能游泳。过河或者是走过河非常的危险。
It was impossible to pass through just by walking.
神就吩咐耶稣亚。
But God asked Joshua.
就先让这些祭司啊，服侍神的这些祭司抬坐这个夜柜。
So he asked those priests who carry the ark.
然后呢，让他们先过。
Let them go first.
哇，当时候这些抬夜柜的人，你想他们会怎么呢？怎么想呢
？What do you think of all those priests? What do they think when they heard that command?
水已经淹到这个河的两岸。
The river is so high, it's overflowed the bank.
那你是抬夜柜的。
And you're the one that carried the ark.
耶稣要说，我们，你们先过去。
And Joshua told them, you go first.
你们过去。
You go.
那他们。听了耶稣亚的话
But I heard Joshua
不是耶稣亚的话乃是神的吩咐
It's not because of what Joshua said to them but it's because God commanded them
圣经告诉我们
The Bible tells us
当抬夜柜的祭司到约旦河时
When the priests who carried the ark when they reached the bank of the river
他们的脚碰到水的时候
When they first stepped into the water
水就停住了。
The water stopped.
那从上游流下来的就成为了一个成了一个雷。
So the water from the upstream will become a wall.
Yeah, a wall. Yeah. 就停住了。在一个很远的地方，你看那个这个图案的话。他们是在哪里？在那个星星的那个地方要过河。
If you look at this map, it's the where we put the star. That's when they pass over. Where they pass over.
圣经告诉我们，原来那个水在很远的地方，就是在亚当城哈，有一个城叫亚当城，就是那个红箭头的那个地方停住了。
And when you see this big red arrow, that's called the city of Adam. Water actually stopped there.
当祭司的脚碰到水的时候，水竟然在上流停住了。
So when the priest put their foot into the water stopped in the city of Adam, which is far away from where they pass over.
我再问大家。
I'll ask you another question.
你们去过这个 Hoover Dam 吗？就是在Las Vegas 附近有一个很大的水坝。
Have you ever been to the Hoover Dam?
没有哈。
That's close to Las Vegas.
有谁去过
？How many of you been there？
哇，很多人都去过啊，我没去过。
Quite a few. Pastor Tim has not been there yet.
你知道他们花多少时间？在1931年，他们花了5年的时间。
And back in 1931, they spent 5 years to build the dam.
就是花五年的时间建了那个水坝，把那个水挡住。
They spent 5 years to build a dam so it can block and can stop the water.
啊，还用大机器啊，什么就是能够，这个是一个很大的工程。
It's a big construction work at that time.
花五年的时间。
Took 5 years.
你知道神花多少时间把水挡住呢
？Do you know how long it took God to stop the water, the Jordan River?
No time.
No time. Split of second.
就是把脚踏到水呢，碰到水的时候，水就停住了。
As soon as the priest put their feet in the water stopped.
所以当日神在他们当中行了一件伟大的事，极大的事。
So at that time, God did a great things among them.
我们所相信的那位神是全能的神。
The God we believe in is a mighty God.
是能够成就大事的神。
He can do great things.
你知道我们教会也有一个石头的纪念碑吗
？Do you know we have a little memorial of rocks？
哇，这个很大的纪念碑哈。
It's pretty big, right？
你知道在哪里吗
？Do you know where it is？
那你们等一下散会的时候，你们去找。
Yeah, if you don't know where it is, you have to find it after the service.
这个是在我们庆祝二十周年的时候，我们所设立的一个纪念碑。
We put it up when we celebrate our 20th anniversary.
就是神却是在我们当中行了一件伟大的事情。
In memory of God has done great things.
我们今天我们看到我们能够在这个建筑物这里一起的聚会。
So today we can get together in this under this roof.
啊，这真的是神的自己的作为。
It is the act of God.
我记得我去年来面试的时候
，I remember when Pastor Tan remembered that when he came and visit during his interview.
那我就特别的要求说，我们要有一段时间啊，跟 Bonnie 师母能够有见面。
Yeah, Pastor Tan requests he wants to have a separate time with the Bonnie 师母。
然后我跟我的师母哈 Jessica， 我们就跟她啊一起的啊有一段时间啊能够彼此认识彼此交谈。
So Pastor Tan and Jessica 师母 had a time with Bonnie 师母。
跟 Bonnie 师母交谈的时候，哇，我有一个很深刻的印象。
So I had a deep impression when Pastor Tan when he talked to Bonnie 师母。
啊，他问我们一个问题。
Bonnie 师母 asked Pastor Tan。
你要知道我们怎么样当时候买到这片地吗
？Do you want to know how did we get and buy this land？
哦，他就把整个过程、整个故事告诉我们。
So she told the whole story。
哦，当时候他们好像看见有两片地哈。
So at that time they saw two land。
哦，这个有些人喜欢那一片，有些人喜欢这个地。
Some people like the other land, the other piece of land. Some people like this part。
哦，最后投票的时候。刚刚过，这个就已经选了这个地方。
So at the final vote, they decide to select this land.
哦，然后好了，要决定去跟这个卖主来交易了。
So it was when it's about time to negotiate with the seller.
那很短的时间要筹到这个 down payment.
Within a very short period of time, they have to collect enough down payment.
哇，当时候也有一些人说，哇，这个数目太大了，这个不可能啊。
So at the time, some brothers and sisters say, "Well, the amount is huge. It's impossible."
最让我这个感动的就是，当你看巴尼师母讲的时候，哇，非常兴奋，眼睛呢发亮。
What moved me the most is when Bonnie 师母 talked about the history. Her eyes were wide open, and you can see the sparkling in her eyes.
那他最后讲了一句话。
At the end, she said one thing.
神把这个地赐给我们。
God gave us this land.
神把这个地赐给我们。
Yeah, God gave us this land.
今天我们在这里，我们看到这个建筑物啊，不是突然，不是这是偶然的，这样子的就建起来。
So when we see this building, it's not out of nowhere.
神自己的作为，借助他的儿女们，忠心的在这里建造。
It's God's act through those faithful servants, brother and sister, they can we work together in this place.
也许我讲的没有那么精彩哈。你们有时间的话，你们就直接的去问帕尼师母说，你请你再把这个故事重新再告诉我一次。
When you have a chance, we ask Bonnie 师母 to tell you the story. It's a lot more animated.
我们的神是全能的。
Our God is awesome. It's a Almighty God.
他能。成全大事。
He can fulfill and he can do big things.
Amen.
Amen.
今天我们在这里，我们聚会，我们就是来宣扬，来数算神在我们当中的作为。
And whenever we get together, especially today, we come here to proclaim God's word, and we want to count all count every single God's blessings.
这十二粒石头是石头，是纪念我们神，他是一位全能的神，他能成全大事。
The 12 stones the Israelites put together is a sign to remember God's great act.
我们继续来看看接下来。这个在第四章第二十三节到二十四节 那段的经文说
We'll continue to look at Joshua chapter 4 verses 23-24.
在这里他二十四节特别的告诉我们，他说要使地上万民都知道耶和华的手大有能力，也要使你们永远敬畏耶和华你们的神。
Verse 24, it says, so that all the peoples of the earth may know that the hand of the Lord is mighty, that you may fear the Lord your God forever.
所以这个石头第三个很重要的这个意义，就是要我们当中，当我们看见经历，当我们想到耶和华作为的时候。
So the third meaning of the stone, of the rocks, is whenever we see those rocks,
我们要永远敬畏耶和华我们的神。
We will fear the Lord our God forever.
什么叫做敬畏耶和华呢？
What does it mean to fear the Lord?
英文讲到 fear the Lord 好像怕神，这个有这个感觉，是有这个意思在里头。
Well, in English fear, you have the fear feeling.
这个敬畏的意思就是把神这个当作神来看待。
The fear really we treat God as God.
我们来敬拜他。
We come to worship him.
我们来降服于他。
We submit ourselves before him.
这就是敬畏的意思。
That's the meaning of fear.
我们的神不是一位害羞的神。
Our God is not shy.
我们神不是一位隐藏的神。
Our God does not hide.
我们的神要全世界的人知道他是那一位创造宇宙万物的真神。
God wants all the world to know that he is the creator.
他要与我们世人有一个关系。
But he wants to have a relationship with us.
他要我们世人来敬拜他，来宣扬他荣耀的名。
He wants the people on the earth to proclaim his name.
来敬拜他。
To worship him.
为什么？
Why?
因为世界这宇宙一切，这世上一切所有的，还有宇宙一切，包括我们，都是他所创造的。
Because everything on this earth, on this universe, were created by him.
连河水都听他的命令。
Even the river of the Jordan, the water of the Jordan River, listened to his commands.
让我们知道神是那位造物主，这宇宙万物都听从神的命令。
So that we know God, our God is the creator. Everything listened to him.At least everything listen to his commands.
当我们去服侍、敬拜、跟随
，when we serve him, follow him.
当我们去追寻求其他的东西的时候
，when we look for or search up for other beings or other other things.
除了神以外，圣经告诉我们，这就是敬拜偶像。
Other than our God, everything we look for, everything we desire for is idol worship.
因为我们亏负了，我们不把当得的荣耀归给那一位荣耀全能的神。
Because we are not giving honors and glories to the one that deserves all glories and honor.
所以为什么有那个石头呢？
So why are there, were there the stones there?
哦，不是来纪念耶稣亚的这个他的领导能力。
It's not to celebrate or remember Joshua's leadership.
也不是来纪念这个以色列人是多么的这个有能干，能够征服这个迦南美地。
Nor how great Israel is are and that they can conquer the land of Canaan.
是让我们知道说神在我们当中，他是我们的造物主，他是我们的神，他是配得我们敬拜的。
But to let the people know that our God is the creator and he is worthy of all honors and praises.
所以今天我们来到这里，我们庆祝神在我们当中的恩典。
So today we come to celebrate and count all the blessings God has given us.
过去的25年,
the past 25 years,
神借着我们许多的弟兄姐妹。
God uses all the brothers and sisters.
我们买了这个地，我们这个建立了第一期的那边的建筑。
To purchase land, we have our first phase.
然后我们继续的弟兄姐妹靠着神的恩典继续的建立这第二期的这个建筑。
And with God's blessings, we were able to build the second phase, which is the current building here.
我们有一个很好很大的厨房。
We have a great, pretty big kitchen.
哇，这都是上帝给我们的恩典。
It's a blessing from God.
然后呢，神也给当时弟兄姐妹有这个想法，我们将来还要这个建第三期。
And at that time, God also gave a vision to brother and sister. We're going to have a phase three in the future.
所以当我们看到这些事情的时候
，So when we see all of this,
这些都是能够看见的东西。
All this are visible.
这些都会。圣经说看见的东西都会过去。
The Bible tells us all things that are visible will go away.
唯独我们的神，他要永永远远的受到人的敬拜跟敬畏。
But our God is forever. He is worthy our praise and worship.
所以我们为我们的弟兄姐妹来感谢神，为他们的忠心服事来感谢神。
So we thank God for all the brothers and sisters, for all your faithful service in the church.
我们也不要忘记，每逢我们感谢我们的弟兄姐妹，我们更重要的在背后是因为有那位神在我们当中，他成就了那伟大的事。
Whenever we appreciate the works of brothers and sisters, let's not forget.And the service our brother and sister provides is all because the great work that our God has done behind all this.
他要我们继续的来传扬他那荣耀的名。
He wants us to continue to proclaim his holy name.
地上万民都当永远的我们来赞美神。
All people on earth, we will continue to praise him.
所以借着这十二粒石头的纪念碑
，So through those two 12 stones，
让我们能够来认识、来了解这到底这个纪念碑有什么意思呢
？Help us to know and understand the true meaning of those 12 stones，
能够来总结一下这个纪念碑的意思，就是神是信实的神，神是全能的神。
So let's conclude the meaning of the 12 stones. Number one.God is faithful, God is almighty.
然后呢，神是来是我们应当永远赞美的神。
God is the one that we should worship and pray, give praise to forever.
所以凡属于神的儿女
，So all God's people，
这十二个石头告诉我们，我们要来全心的来信靠这位神。
So we should put all the God's people, we should put our trust in God.
我们要来。敬拜他，我们要来永远的来继续不断的来宣扬、来宣告神的名。
We need to continue to worship him and continue to proclaim his name.
这是在旧约当时候，借着这石头的纪念碑，神所要以色列人要耶稣亚所学习到的那三个美好的功课。
So those are the lessons that God wants Joshua and all the people of Israel.To remember, to learn and remember.
今天这三个功课怎么样的能够传递到我们在座的我们教会弟兄姐妹
？So how do those three lessons are transferable to the people in our church to the church today?
让我很快的来去跟大家来分享有三点。
So let me share with you three points.
首先我们要信神的话。
The first is trust in God's word.
要信神的话。
We need to trust in God's word.
当日耶稣亚他一听到神的吩咐，他就照样照神的吩咐来去做。
Joshua, when he heard God's word, he did what God commanded him to do.
就像他的始祖亚伯拉罕，神吩咐他，他就照神的吩咐去做。
Just like his ancestor Abraham, God, whatever God asked him to do, he follows.
我们弟兄姐妹，我们自己，我们要相信神的话，我们要 了解明白神的话。
So dear brother and sister, we need to believe, we need to trust God's word.
所以这个教会怎么样能够在这个地方继续的建造？
So how can us as a church will continue to grow in this area?
我们要教导，我们要传，这个神的话。
So we will continue to teach and preach God's word.
让人明白了神的话，可以来遵守神的话。
So that brother and sister, you will know God's word and we can obey God's word.
所以这个教会要继续，我们要建立在神的话以上。
So our church will continue to use God's word as our foundation.
这是我们要记得的。
That's what we have to remember.
然后第二
，Second，
我们要祷告神成就。在我们当中成就大事。
We will continue to pray that God will do great, even greater things among us.
我们基督徒，我们不应该这个像这个对神哈这个开始冷淡。
So we should not shy away from God.
为什么我们有时候我们就进个节的时候，好像哇神啊，你存在啊，或者是不存在啊，好像你在我当中就不再显现啊。
So sometimes some brothers and sisters will feel whether or not they feel like they're not really connect with God, they don't even know whether or not God exists.
哇，我们做基督徒，我们要读经，我们要祷告，然后我们要去传福音，我们服事啊，这个啊，多么困难呐！
So all they think about is what the Christian needs to do. We have to pray. We have to read God's word. We have to go and spread gospel. All this is so difficult.
啊，我们太注意在我们自己的生活上
，because we are so focused on our own life.
啊，神变成很 boring 哈。
So God relationship with God becomes something that's really boring.
亲爱的弟兄姐妹，我们服事的时候不是靠我们自己的能力。
Dear brother and sister, when we serve God, we don't rely on our own ability.
如果我们今天我们大家服事的时候，我们靠我们自己的力量。我们自己的智慧，我想我们不会再有下一个25年的庆祝。
If every one of us we just trust and rely on our own ability to serve, we will not have another 25 years to celebrate.
如果我们真的不相信神的话，我们不期待神在我们当中能够成就大事，我们也没有50周年的纪念。
If we don't trust God and we don't believe that God will do even greater things among us, we're not going to have a 50th anniversary.
我们最近我们有一些家庭去欧洲回来。
A few families went to Europe and came back recently.
跟我们分享。
So they share with us.
你知道吗？在欧洲有许许多多的大教堂。
In Europe, there are a lot of great, magnificent church buildings.
可是呢，教堂里面有一些教堂已经被卖成为其他的宗教的聚会场所。
Some of the churches were sold to other religion as they gather in place.
有一些大教堂里面你看到的都是老人家在那里去参加聚会。
Some big churches, but when you go, the big churches, when you go in, you only see a senior citizen, the elderly.
为什么呢？因为人对神的热情冷淡了。
Why? Because people have lost the passion to God.
哦，那我们也不亲近神，我们也不祷告了。
So people don't pray and they don't want to get close to God.
那我们教导的是教导我们人的哲理。
So all we teach are the people's knowledge or people's philosophy.
所以不单是我们看到12片石头来激励我们。
So now, not only we look at the 12 stones so that the 12 stones can encourage us.
激发我们。
It can encourage us.
神怎么样能够成就大事，今天仍然的也能够继续的在工作成就大事。
Help us remember what God has done in the past, will continue to do that, continue to do great things today.
我们要注意我们祷告的生活。
So we have to really focus on our prayer life.
到教会我们要看重祷告。
When our church, we have to emphasize on prayer.
因为祷告帮助我们承认我们自己的软弱，我们需要依靠我们的神。
Because when we pray, that means we recognize our own weakness. We have to rely on God.
当时候，如果是耶稣呀，他要带领这200多万的这个神的百姓，他真的是没有那个能力，也不敢。
So think back when in Joshua's time, if he was going to rely on himself to take 2.4 million people to cross the river, he didn't have the ability, and he couldn't do it.
但是他知道 他背后有位伟大的神。
But he knew that God was with him, and God is Almighty.
教会弟兄姐妹，我们这教会要建立在这个祷告的信心上面。
So, brother and sister, our church, for us to grow, we have to place our faith in God, and we also have to focus on our prayers.
然后第三个，我们要勉励鼓励大家的。
And the thirdly, I want to encourage brothers and sisters.
我们要尊荣基督。
We need to honor Christ always.
我们要继续不断地来告诉别人，传扬别人，耶稣基督来到这世上，要拯救我们世人，带给我们世人有盼望。
We need to continue to tell the people around us that Jesus Christ came to earth in order to save sinners.
我们要继续地传扬耶稣基督能够带给我们世人救恩、盼望、生命。
We have to tell others the salvation that Jesus Christ brought us, and also the new life that we can have through this salvation.
所以教会，无论我们做任何的决定，我们都要按照主耶稣基督的教导去做。
So all the decisions we make in church, we have to follow the teaching of Jesus Christ.
我们不要按照我们自己的经验或者是我们自己所喜欢的这个去做。
We are not based on our own preference or experience.
我们也要跨越我们的文化。
We also have to cross the boundary of the cultural boundaries.
因为无论是我们的文化、我们自己的喜好、我们自己的这个我们的决定，都会影响我们来。尊荣基督
because our preference experience because of a culture will affect how we honor Christ.
所以我们尊荣基督就是把基督当作这个我们的主来看待。
So for us to honor Christ, we have to put God first, put Christ first, and treat God as the Lord of our life.
不但是在教会里面，我们个人的生活，基督徒我们要把主当作我们生命的主来看待。
And it's not just in church. Every single Christian, we have to let Christ be the Lord of our life.
所以在教会里面，我们就看到神给我们命令，就是我们要彼此相爱，我们要同心合意。
So the command that God has given us in church is we have to love one another.
那在我们个人，我们怎么样的尊荣基督呢？
So, but for personally, how can we honor Christ?
我们要把我们的时间，我们的才干我们的家庭，我们的全人能够献给神，让主来管理。
We have to dedicate our personal time, our money, our family, everything we have to Christ.
今天有哪一方面我们还是抓得紧紧的，不能够让主来管理的吗？
So think about, is any area in our life that we have not let God to control, to take control over?
也许每一年你自己为你自己设一个目标，今天我要更多的把我生命的哪一个部分来献给神，让神来管理。
So every year, like New Year resolution, we have to think about which part of my life I have to dedicate to Christ and let God to manage my life.
让神来带领你的生命。
Let God to lead my life.
所以今天这三方面。我们从耶稣亚的他们的这个经历里面所学习到的，希望也成为我们这个教会我们将来的方向。
So I hope that the three areas that we learn from the book of Joshua, from the story we heard today, will become the directions of each individual and also our church that we will follow in the future.
对我们的教会，我们个人的方向，我们要信神的话。
We need to.Trust in God's word.
我们要祷告神成就大事。
We will pray that God will do great things.
我们要尊荣基督。
We need to honor Christ.
我们要朝这三方面，我们继续走我们前面的道路。
So we will continue to do those three things for our future faith journey.
我们在当中，我们都很。爱我们很敬畏我们的荣誉牧师刘广华牧师。
All of us respect and we all love our senior pastor emeritus Pastor 广华老。
我们看到他给我们所留下的很好的这个见证跟榜样。
We know that he had left a legacy and also a great witness.
他爱神，他爱人， 他对福音有个很强的负担。
He loved God, he loved people, he has such a strong compassion about gospel.
25 年前他带领弟兄姐妹来职堂建立这个教会。
25 years ago, he led brother and sister to this place to establish the mission of Coral Spring.
我们看到神怎么祝福我们的牧师跟弟兄姐妹。
We have seen that how God blessed Pastor Kong Hwa Lau and blessed brother and sister in the past 25 years.
刘光汉牧师今天不能够来参加我们25周年的这个聚会。
Pastor Kong Hwa Lau cannot join us today to celebrate the 25th anniversary.
可是他寄给我们他的贺词。
But he gave us his congratulations.
他是寄给我们中文的有八个字。
He gave us the Chinese version.
我们一起来读这个八字，我们用中文读好不好
？Let's read in Chinese together.
Yeah, 结果
结果累累，
仍然结果。我们知道刘广华牧师他很喜欢植物他是一个不只是圣经的专家，他也是一个植物的专家。
We know that Pastor Kong Hwa Lau like to plant. He's not just an expert in God's word. He's also an expert in botany.
Yeah, botany. Yeah. 所以这个很贴切的，他就用植物的这个比喻来祝贺我们，也来鼓励我们。
So he gave us this celebration and also encouragement through the word related to planting.
结果累累。
So you're gonna bear fruits bountifully.
我们的教会现在正在说是一棵。可以说一个成熟的一个橘子树。
If you think about church, our church can be it's a citrus tree with a lot of fruits.
里面也挂着一些这个许多的这个橘子。
We have a lot of oranges.
你们就是这树上的果子。
Each one of us is like an orange or fruits on this tree.
可是呢，它下面下一句话就说仍然结果。
But second phrase is we're going to continue and bear more in the future.
我们不要满足于我们的现况。
We're not just satisfied with what we have.
一个成熟的橘子树应该可以结果，继续不断，每一年的都继续不断的结果，结果的更多。
A mature orange tree will continue to bear fruit year from year to year.
希望今天借着这段信息能够来鼓励我们，也能够来帮助我们来往前面看。
So I hope that today's message will encourage us and also help us to look forward.
所以再过十年，再过二十五年，也许我们在座的当中，我们还在的时候。
So 10 years, 25, 20 years, 25 years from now, some of us may still be here.
你如果在当中，你要他们怎么样的来庆祝，来述说神的作为呢？
How do you want them to celebrate and to recall God's blessings and God's acts among us?
这是希望能够鼓励大家能够来去思考今天你们所听到的。
I hope this will encourage you and help you to think about the message you heard today.
我们愿神祝福我们，继续的祝福我们，因为我们愿意来尊主为大，我们愿意的来传扬高举基督。
May God continue to bless us because we want to honor him, we want to lift Christ's name on high.